Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you feeling going into this weekend, Jake?
Well, I feel great. I feel absolutely great.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Bears money line had me feeling great last night.
Well.
And quickly, before we get to Lee, I love when they make you go, you have to go to the desktop version to get rid of
it. There
it
is.
That's the key.
Jake's battling some demons
and
right now.
I just won.
We'll see. Let's talk to Lee Sterling. Lee, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And I know Jake's been having a good year, courtesy of you. And so how's everything going with you?
Can't complain. What's the word? We're hearing all these rumors, Lane Kiffin to Arkansas or Ole Miss. Any word on who the early front runner is for the Missouri job?
I think they're going to be contacting you later on today, Lee. So keep your phone on.
Yeah, he's not joking either.
You might be.
I like the weather here too much. Right. It's going to take a lot to prime me away from stuff.
Well, at least listen to the offer. Listen to what they have to say, Lee, before you say
no. I'll listen to the offer. Who are you hearing?
Well. Here's to make a long story short. Yeah. The AD floated some names to a couple of members of the board of curators, and the names were Blake Anderson from Arkansas State, Skip Holtz from Louisiana Tech, and Jeff Munkin from Army. And then some key members of the board of curators basically told Jim Sterk, "Go do better. Go find someone else."
And so it's
going real well. By the way,
problem.
Lee.
Problem. A lot of times these colleges. Fire head coaches, and I don't think they have someone in their. If you're going to fire someone, you better have someone in your back pocket ready to go who you think is much better. And too many times we've seen these colleges not go to 1, 2, or 3. They're settling for 5, 6, or 7, and that's not going to get the job done.
Well,
but I'd love to see. I'd love to see, you know, someone like Lane Kiffin go there. Or Mike Leach. How much fun would that be in the SEC?
That would be a lot of fun, and I would be ready to hop aboard the Lane train if possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on that one. All right, let's get to it. We got conference championship games. You can listen to them all right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's start off with the game tonight between Utah and Oregon.
So I think this is one of those games you got to look at the weather. And I'm talking about wait until the telecast starts. The forecast is 80% chance of rain with 20 to 30 mile-an-hour winds. If that's the case, it favors Utah. Their quarterback, Tyler Huntley, is a great dual-threat quarterback. He's run for 5 touchdowns, not turning the ball over every week. He's 13 for 16, 14 for 17. They have the number one defense. They're allowing only 242 yards per game here. Oregon, they only won 24-10 over Oregon State last week when Oregon State was playing a backup quarterback. I like Utah if the weather's bad, 20-10 here over the Ducks.
Are you on board with those that say nobody wants to see Utah in the playoff?
I'd like to see them. I think there's three teams that are head and shoulders above everyone else, and I'm all for seeing a new team in there.
Yeah. All right, well, one of those teams I'm guessing that you're saying out of the three that's head and shoulders above everybody is LSU. They play Georgia as a touchdown favorite. What do you think?
So here's the problem with championship weekend. Number one thing I look at is motivation. LSU is most likely in the college football playoffs regardless of the outcome. Georgia needs to win to get in here. This is a battle of Goliaths. LSU and Ohio State's offense, these are maybe, in my opinion, two of the greatest offenses we've seen in the last quarter century. They put up at least 500-plus yards here in 10 of the 12 games. Georgia, I mean, their defense, you see on paper, okay, they gave up 20 to South Carolina. One of those touchdowns was a pick six. So they have really given up only 17 points at most in any game. This is the modern era of college football. I mean, everyone's putting up 40, 50 points a game. So that figure is incredible. I think their game plan, keep everything in front of them and make LSU earn it. You know, make them go on 14, 15 play drives and nothing cheap and get a couple takeaways, because I feel the LSU defense is vulnerable. They give up 37 to Ole Miss, 38 to Vanderbilt here. Motivation. Georgia gets it done. They pull off the stunner of the weekend, 34-31 over LSU.
Oh, wow. What about the Big 12 championship game? The first game was wild. What about Oklahoma-Baylor part two?
So 3 weeks ago, Baylor played their best half of the year. I mean, not even close. They're up 28-3 over Oklahoma at half, and they still couldn't win the game. Oklahoma made the adjustments, dominated the second half. They held the ball for 42 of the 60 minutes, 34-18. First down advantage here. And OU's defense, since that first half, is playing much better here. Unless Baylor, you know, is plus two or plus three in turnover differential, they don't have a shot. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, Jake. Oklahoma, boat races Baylor, 42-17. Wow.
Lay it if you want to play it, Jake. Wow. He was listening. I like the way his ears perked up when you said that.
Yes, they did.
All right, let's move on to the NFL, and maybe you can help sort out a little bit of a disagreement that Jake and I have had in the course of your answer here. I have not been on the Josh Allen bandwagon at Buffalo. I don't think he is a really good quarterback. I think he's slightly below average, although he's been playing better lately. He's going to really get put to the test when they take on Baltimore this weekend. Has he been playing better because Buffalo's weak schedule, or is he about to go show what he can really do against the Ravens and their defense?
I think he's below average, but when you play such a poor schedule and you've had quarterbacks that are maybe bottom two, bottom three in the league, he looks pretty good.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Lee.
Okay.
Yes.
And also the weather. I think he's the right quarterback for this team in this weather. They got to get him a few more weapons. I mean, their running backs are below average. They have one receiver, Brown, that's, you know, somewhat of a game breaker. After that, I mean, no tight ends, no other receivers, I think, are very good. So here's the problem in this game. They played a very weak schedule. They're going to face a Baltimore team that, once they get past the 50-yard line, they go for it on fourth down. I mean, they're 14 for 18 on fourth down tries. Mm. Lamar Jackson isn't good. He's great. He's 20 touchdowns, no interceptions the last seven games. And what they've done on defense is they get Marcus Peters in a trade and got back cornerback Jimmy Smith. And once that happened, they could go to more blitzing and man-to-man coverage. That's why they're a different defense here. Baltimore gets it done, even in Buffalo, 27-20.
All right, it's a game we're all waiting for. Chiefs at Patriots, Sunday afternoon. What do you got?
So I love watching Bill Belichick give press conferences after a loss. That and Nick Saban, it was, I mean, one of the greatest weekends last weekend. So should make a movie with these two guys, the two Grinches. Not happy guys. And I think Bill Belichick knows it. Without Gronk, this team is not the same here. The trade deadline is past. Gronk's not coming back this year, maybe next year. And the Chiefs, what have they done? Brought in Daniel Sorensen. I think when he plays on the defense in second and third downs, difference maker, blitzing, making tackles, coverage, and no injuries. And I think they've gotten used to the defensive schemes now, and they're staying healthy. Patrick Mahomes doesn't even have to play his best ball for this team to win. I like Kansas City. Wrong team's favorite. They win outright 27-24 in New England and get a little payback.
Oh, man, Lee, you're making everybody on the show happy this morning. How can you make your clients happy on the Big Ten championship game?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I like this game a lot, Ohio State, Wisconsin. I will give them that game. And in college basketball, first last night, we had High Point. They upset Elon. We had, believe it or not, Furman plus 12.5. They should have won the game. They covered. They're getting 12.5, lost in overtime by 3 to nationally ranked Auburn. So I will give them 3 games, 1 football and 2 basketball games for free. All they need to do is go to ParamountSports.com or call me at 800-400-9741. Leave me your email and send you those 3 plays out. And how about this? We have championship weekend this weekend. We'll have 4 or 5 plays. We're 14-4 the last 3 weeks in college football. 4 weeks left of the NFL season. 44 bowl games this year. In 3 of the last 5 years, we've hit at least 67%. That's 2 out of every 3 bowl games. NFL playoffs and Super Bowl. On the website, it's $497 with a $100 discount. Your city only this week. If they use not coupon code SAVE100 on the website, use coupon code SAVE200, just $297 through the Super Bowl. It's available right now, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And look, every week I want you to be right, but man, I really want you to be right this week. All right?
Me too.
I really want you to be right this week. All right, Lee.
Take care, guys.
Thanks. That's Lee Sterling. Jake, you sniffing around there? What do you like? What do you like about what Lee said?
Oh, man. I like the Oklahoma, lay him to play him. And I think he might have just pushed me over the edge for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Jake's ready to take that leap, Kansas City.
I mean,
will you catch him?
The smart money's the money line play there. I don't need those 3 points.
Right.
If I'm going to play the Chiefs, I'm going to play the Chiefs.
Get after it, man. Be aggressive.
Play a money line to win it.
All right, we've got some news and notes about the Chiefs and the Patriots coming up. We can play some sound from many of the assistants that were at the podium yesterday while we were interviewing Juan Thornhill. All that and more coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.